Hello and welcome to this year's final episode of the Game Set Podcast. I'm your host, Alec, joined as always by Zach. Let's get into it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, we're going to be breaking down mostly the men's singles draw, but we'll also give our predictions for the women's. Just a point to note here, Novak Djokovic will not be playing this year's U.S. Open due to not being allowed in the United States, due to being unvaccinated. So pretty much just won't have him in the draw. If you're a big Djokovic fan, you might not want to watch this year's U.S. Open. But other than that, let's get into the top half of the men's singles draw, headlined by the reigning champion who beat Djokovic in last year's final, Daniil Medvedev. This is his section. I'm assuming that you're going to have Medvedev winning this top section here, Zach.
Oh, yes. I like the fact that Kyrgios is in it, but no matter how good Kyrgios is, I'm never going to assume that it's a win because I have no idea what's going to happen at any point in any match.
Right. Kyrgios is hard to predict. He's hard to predict.
So if I take him out of the equation, then I'm definitely going with Medvedev. I think he has a pretty easy draw to the fourth round. And, I mean, unless he plays an informed Kyrgios, I think the next best person he'll play is probably Bautista Agut, and I think he can beat Bautista Agut pretty easily. But, yeah, I don't really see much competition from in this section.
Yeah, I see in the best of five, I think Medvedev is a bigger favorite over Kyrgios, whereas if it was best of three, like, I think that could almost be a toss-up the way Kyrgios has been playing. But I think the best of five favors Medvedev. One other name to note in this section is Ben Shelton, the young American out of Atlanta.
Yes.
He went on a bit of a run in Atlanta and took out some big names. I don't think he's going to be any threat to Medvedev here, but just someone to watch. Good to cheer for an American every once in a while.
He's a pro now.
He is a pro.
That's all I see about him now is that he considers himself a pro.
Oh, that's what he says. All right. Well, but I mean, a decent first round matchup, Bautista Agut versus JJ Wolf. Wolf's been decent this year. He has, I would say, the shot of the year when he switched the racket to his left hand and hit a down the line winner against Tsitsipas.
That was a nice one.
But yeah, I think it should be Medvedev versus Kyrgios in the fourth round, and I'm going to give the slight edge to Medvedev to win this section.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one.
And then, I guess one other thing, Kyrgios has to play his buddy in the first round, Kokkinakis.
His compatriot.
Yeah, his fellow Aussie that they play doubles together with and will be, I'm assuming, playing doubles in the U.S. Open here. And probably would be the favorites to win it, I would think, considering they won Australian Open.
Unless John Isner and what's his name? Jack Sock play.
Well, Isner's not playing the doubles because he doesn't play the doubles in the Sams. So don't need to worry about that. But yeah, I got Medvedev over Kyrgios, and so do you. So
yep.
Into the second section, which I think is, in my opinion, a little trickier to pick.
It's got more interesting first round matchups, I think, as well. A little bit harder competition.
I would agree. There's some good first rounds. Down the line. I'm guessing you have Felix winning this section.
I do. I personally don't think this is that hard because I think Felix is going to do quite well at the series U.S. Open. I think he's doing better than he was doing last year on the courts. And, I mean, he made, I can't remember, I think he made semifinals last year at the U.S. Open. Or maybe quarterfinals. It was one of the two, but I don't know, I feel like he's doing quite
Did
well.
He?
So
can you bet that while I go?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like, I don't remember him making it that far, but he might have, yeah. I actually think this is going to be Karenia Busta's section to win. Based not only on the fact that he's been playing very well lately, but also that he has made it twice to the semifinals of the U.S. Open. Obviously, one of the times was because he was playing against Djokovic in 2020, and Djokovic defaulted by hitting on accident one of the lines judges. But I think Karenia Busta is in form here to win this section, and I actually think that Draper is going to beat Felix in the second round.
Oh, wow.
Draper's been playing really well. Young Brit. And I think Felix just feels too much pressure in these Grand Slam events. I think Draper's going to knock him off and then lose to Carreño Busta in the fourth round.
I could see Draper losing first round. Like, I don't even know he's going to make it to Felix.
I mean, yeah, Rusev Rory's good. That's his first round opponent. But I like Draper. I think he's gonna go on a little bit of a run here.
And you don't think that Dominic Thiem can just take down Carreño Busta?
Thiem could. Like, obviously, that's not a good first round matchup if you're Carreño Busta. But I do think Carreño Busta's been in form. He's played well at the U.S. Open. Obviously, Thiem's won the U.S. Open, but he's had quite a battle with injuries up until then. And he's only played one lead-up event. He didn't play the rest of the hard court events, Thiem. So I think Carreño Busta should be a decent favorite there. And if he plays his game, he should win. But that's a great first-round matchup. That's probably one of the more must-watch first-round matchups, I would say. Carreño Busta versus Dominic Thiem.
He does not have a great run to the fourth round. He'll have to play either the winner of Bublik Gaston and then probably Demonour.
That's fine.
That's fine. I'm just saying, those aren't the easiest. No. Those aren't the easiest. And then
certainly not easy.
You're going to play Jack Draper.
I mean, Khachanov could be there, too. Khachanov could also beat Felix, in my opinion.
Was even here.
Yeah.
In this section.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Felix also does not have an easy one. I don't know who that qualifier is.
Alexander Richard.
Yeah, so
I feel like he's had a decent event sometime recently. These Swiss players seem to be popping up.
Yeah, I know. I can confirm Felix made it to the semifinals last year, losing to Medvedev.
Lost to Medi. Oh, that's right, because he was up two sets on him, right?
No, Medvedev
was that Australian Open.
That was the Australian Open.
That was Australian Open.
Because, okay. No, Medvedev only lost one set that entire run last year, so it was to Botic
then design.
So, but no, I'll have Felix winning this section.
Yeah, Felix has got no chance. You heard it here first.
I don't know if we're
might even make it out of the first round.
If Felix doesn't make it out of the first round, I swear, like I'll be done.
Yeah, it's over.
Like, yep,
your love for Felix is over.
I considered picking him for my final.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he peaked too early this year. He went on those, he finally started winning tournaments, and then it's just been eh.
He's not great at, like, grass, though. Like, he didn't do well.
No, but hasn't done anything in the hardcourt swing yet, has he this year?
No,
in the last two tournaments? Not.
Actually, I don't remember what tournaments he's done so far.
I thought he did Cincinnati, and he definitely did Canada.
Yeah, he definitely did Canada.
Definitely did Montreal, his home event. But yeah, all in on Draper. Let's go. That might be some foreshadowing. We might have another young player going pretty deep in this tournament later.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, so then between Felix and Medvedev, you have Medvedev winning?
Yeah.
I have Medvedev beating.
I only have it at like max 60-40 in Medvedev's favor. Like, most realistically, I'd say like a 55-45 for Medvedev.
Interesting.
I feel he has a really good chance to beat him.
I don't know. I like Medvedev to cruise pretty decently there against whoever he plays.
Even Carreño Busta?
Even Pablo Carreño Busta. Two-time semifinalist. Felix is only a one-time semifinalist. There's the tiebreak.
That is true.
Yeah. It's all about how many semifinals you've made here.
I think you're just biased because Carreño Busta was your favorite player for a while.
I mean, it's exciting to see him winning. He won Montreal, right?
I
he won his first 1,000 ever a couple weeks ago. So it's pretty good.
Basically handed to him.
I mean, some things went in his favor, but he played really well. So, we'll see. I like that he's played well. This is his best Grand Slam. Like that.
That's true.
Seems to be a good thing. All right, into section three, headlined by the Greekman himself, Stefanos Tsitsipas, the number four seed. And another big name, though, in this section is Matteo Berrettini. So, Zach, do you have Berrettini pulling off an upset here, or do you have Tsitsipas, or maybe someone else?
I don't have either of them.
Someone else.
I have Cressy.
Cressy, yeah. I was going to say, who else would it be, I guess?
Definitely Andy Murray. You know?
Yeah, Murray?
Yeah, definitely Andy Murray. Yeah.
I mean
he's got to get in form for the Laver Cup, so.
Cerundolo in the first round.
Yeah, he's going to have not a great first round. I have Berrettini making it to the fourth round, but I think Cressy will beat him.
Interesting.
So, I got some faith in Cressy.
Cressy's good, but I feel like Tsitsipas is really good against big servers. And, like, the serve and volley, I feel like he plays well against that. So, I like the matchup, actually, for Tsitsipas. So, I think he's going to be taking down Berrettini. I'm not super confident about Berrettini just because he tends to get injured a lot. And these slam events have put a lot of stress and pressure. And he got injured at last U.S. Open.
Yeah. I mean,
but his draw is real nice.
Yeah. Really.
At the end of the fourth round. Like, very good draw. So he should be able to get to the fourth round. And then I think Tsitsipas is going to take him down. But Cressy could be injured. I mean, Cressy's got not an easy draw.
Cressy's got a pretty tough draw.
Yeah. Even the first round, Fucsovics, and then Davidovich, Fokina, or Nishioka?
I'm thinking it's probably going to be Nishioka. I feel like he's been
doing... On hard court, probably more likely, but Davidovich, Fokina is just so inconsistent. I mean, he could play really well and win, but I don't know.
But no, I don't know. I feel like Cressy has a chance to beat Tsitsipas here, and I think he's going to do it.
Yeah.
I also, you know, just don't like Tsitsipas, and I think I picked an American to beat him almost every
tournament.
So not by choice, but
Cressy, only an American. I guess he wasn't born in America.
Yeah, he's Frenchman.
Yeah, then went to college in the America.
Right,
that's a pretty straightforward section, I guess. The final section of the top half here. Headlined by Casper Ruud, the Norwegian number 5 seed, but also in this section, a big American favorite, the highest seed that we have, Taylor
Tommy
Fritz.
Paul. Whoa, yeah, Taylor Fritz.
The highest
Taylor
seed
Fritz.
We have, not necessarily the best player, some could say, is Taylor Fritz. I have Fritz winning this section. I think he's going to
go on. You haven't played Tommy Paul?
Here. I have him playing Tommy Paul / Sebastian Korda.
Okay. That's what I was thinking too.
An All-American fourth round. But one thing to watch out for Fritz is Botik. Botik van de Zandschulp in the third round. That could be a good match. I think it might be tough for Fritz, but Fritz has been playing well, tends to play well on hard courts at American events, and that's exactly what this
is.
Just
hoping he can keep his composure and doesn't...
Yeah.
You know, fifth set... against like Nadal.
That's true. He did choke.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't choke on these long matches, like I think he needs some. Just like if it comes down to the fifth set, I think he really needs to like stop like kicking himself to the ground for it.
Yeah, get a mental coach.
Yeah, because I mean, if he's gonna like lose it whenever he goes down a couple sets, like I mean, there's a possibility that could happen. Like these are some of the best, like. There's some good tennis players here. Like, you're going to have to fight a little harder.
It's true. Play like the big three would. Just go down two sets for fun.
Basically, yeah. What do you think about Tim in this section? You think he's just going to lose right away to Ruud?
If he makes it to the second round. Yeah. I mean, he's a grass court player. That's what he made his run on. Like,
he's a grass court player until I pick him for a grass court tournament and he loses first round.
All right, well, it's because you picked him, but... no, I mean, I don't even know if he's going to win. I don't care at all about Big Tim.
I don't either.
Tim Van Rijthoven.
I care about Korda.
I think Korda versus Paul in the second round will decide who makes it to the fourth.
I agree.
Despite both of them being pretty inconsistent, their peak is high enough to beat Ruud. And we do tend to throw shade on Ruud usually in our predictions anyways. So
we do, but
we
I really
well keep
like,
it going.
I really like Ruud, but yeah, I do.
Yeah, except for on clay, then we give him some due respect usually.
But no, I think Rude's fun to watch, and I enjoy his play style, but yeah, I feel like he just always seems to lose, though, when I don't want him to in these Grand Slams.
Yeah, there's a lot of topspin though, so it's fun to watch.
So, but I'll pick Fritz with you as well.
Nice.
I feel like it's a good choice.
All right, and then who do you have between Cressy and Fritz? All American.
I have Fritz still winning this one.
Yeah, so. I have Fritz beating Tsitsipas. That's so.
Good stuff. Good
yeah.
stuff.
I think that'll be interesting. Do you
have,
so then,
do you have Fritz beating Medvedev?
I do not.
Oh.
I have Medvedev over Fritz to make it to the final in the top half.
Yeah, I have Medvedev going to the final as well.
So you sound kind of sad about that just because he's the number one seed, but he's like your second favorite player, so I don't think you're actually sad.
It's not just, sad about that. It's just
less
like,
exciting.
Yeah, it just is a little less exciting. And
it's predictable.
It's kind of fun if Taylor Fritz made it to the final, like, that'd be kind of fun. It's been years.
That would be cool for an American.
Yeah. I think it's been since, like, 2004, three since an American was in the final.
Was it Roddick?
Yeah.
Is that the last time an American was in the U.S. Open final?
Yeah.
Or just a slam final?
There is a good chance just a slam final. No, because Roddick made a couple of times in Wimbledon. Like, I think there's a chance he made it in, like, 2007. But regardless, yes, Roddick is the last American to make any sort of final. Which is a little sad.
That is a little sad.
So, and I mean, Taylor Fritz has, I mean, it's the only, like, probably the only one who has the best chance at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he's the top American seed, and he has the potential to beat anybody, yeah. So.
TFO has become the second highest American.
Yeah.
Rally Opelka needs to get uninjured.
Yeah, it's weird not seeing Opelka for so long. I mean, don't really hear much about his injury, but...
Honestly, I don't pick him at. I feel like he's not great.
I don't know. Like, was it earlier this year or last year where he was
last
really
year
good?
Last year he was doing really well.
Yeah. He was... Yeah. I guess he wasn't winning events, but he was making real deep runs.
Yeah.
So... All right, there it is. Both of us have Medvedev over Fritz in the top half. So what could go wrong? All right, just like that, we're into the bottom half of the draw where we have the number 2 seed, Rafael Nadal, but he's in the final section. So we'll start out with the 5th section, headlined by the Polish man, Hubert Hurkacz, the number 8 seed. But also in this section, one of the podcast favorites, Jannik Sinner. So I have Sinner over Hurkacz in the 4th round.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming there's a good chance that you have the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Sinner. Why would I not put him over basically anybody?
Yeah. Some other names to know in this section. Dimitrov, who can play well at his peak, but tends to not do that and also tends to get injured.
Quip is
and
the last
then
match.
Lorenzo the Machete Musetti, my guy. The 26th seed could potentially get to Hurkacz in the 3rd round, but he's got a tough first round against Goffin.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah.
And then second round against
Mannarino
or Breuer, like, I don't know. There's some landmines in this section, I would say. But I think Sinner could have to play Nakashima in the 3rd round, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that either.
I wouldn't be too worried about it, but, like, you gotta play your game to beat Nakashima. He's not gonna, like,
that's true.
Roll over for you. Or...
But I think Sinner's got a good game.
He certainly does.
I think he'll play Hurkacz in the 4th round, though. I'm hoping he wins.
I think he'd beat Hurkacz.
I think Hurkacz is an interesting run. I think name in his first round, but I think he'll win.
Yeah.
And then... I don't want to say he's going to play Ivashka, because at this point I've given up on guessing where Ilya Ivashka will go anymore.
Yeah, who knows with Ivashka. He's got to play old man Sam Querrey in the first round, a U.S. favorite. But, yeah, who knows about Ivashka.
Yeah, I just feel like the more I pick him, the more he disappoints me.
It's true.
So, you know.
Yeah. Sinner over Hurkacz. There it is. Easy. The... 6th section, we have the number 3 seed, my guy, Carlos Alcaraz. And then also the number 15 in this section, Marin Cilic. But it's the Alcaraz section. It's the Alcaraz experience.
Even
it's
with
happening.
Chorich in there?
Even with Chorich in there.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Happening. I do have Alcaraz playing Cioric in the third round, but
this Cioric is... Cioric jumped like over 100 spots after the Masters. He did.
He's the 25 seed in this tournament after barely playing for...
He was at like 170.
Yeah. I mean, he already had a protected ranking, so he would have been in this tournament regardless, but he got his ranking back pretty much. Not the easiest draw for Alcaraz based on that, but it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. This is it. This is it.
He's losing the center.
No. I have Alcaraz beating Cioric, then beating Cilic, and then beating center. Revenge.
And beating Cilic. You think Cilic is going to beat against Dan Evans?
I don't even know if Dan Evans is going to beat Vasily.
Wow.
I mean, he probably will, but like with Evans, he could lose to anybody.
Sure.
He could beat almost anybody. He can't beat anybody, but...
You'd say that about anybody.
No.
Alcaraz could lose to any of these people.
No.
No? No? No. No.
He's not losing to Baez. There's no way.
All right. He's gonna.
Not on a hard court.
I'm cheering for Alcaraz.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Hard court, first round loss. You heard it here.
No. No. Alcaraz is gonna be fine. I mean, he could lose a set, but it's par for the course.
You gotta show that he's human.
Yeah, you gotta make your own way to the final. You don't have to be like the big three where you just, you know...
Don't lose a set.
Yeah, where you just never look like you're in doubt.
Have Alcaraz winning this section.
And then you have Sinner beating him. Sinner's had his number. Like, there's no doubt about that. I would be worried.
Those two are some of the most exciting people to watch when they play each other now.
They've had some good matches. Wimbledon, Sinner took him down. And then a tournament after that, I think Sinner beat him again. So yeah. Sinner's had his number, but something about Alcaraz in the U.S. Open, it just feels right. Last year was one of his big breakthroughs, beating Tsitsipas in an absolute thriller. So I could see another thriller here against Sinner.
Yeah, then he lost to Felix last year.
Yeah, that's not going to happen this time.
He may or may not have retired.
Yeah, he was injured.
But it's the same thing. Even though they don't count it as a loss.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is it. I'm not going to be too early. I'm not going to be too late. This is the perfect time for Alcaraz. So I have him into the semis beating Sinner. And you have Sinner.
I got Sinner going into the semis.
Yeah. All right. Into section 7, we have your boy, John Isner.
Oh, baby.
But the top seed in the section, the Brit Cam Norrie, the 7 seed. And then the second highest is... Yeah, Rublev, the 9 seed, also in this section. But Rublev tends to do well in the Grand Slams for the most part. I think Australian Open like last year.
I mean, he's made a couple quarterfinals.
Yeah, but he also has lost in the first round way too many times.
Yeah,
And he could do it here too. Laszlo Zsera in the first round—that's certainly not a pushover. And then
he's playing Kwan in the second
Kwan
round.
Kwan or Verdasco, yeah. We'll see. I think your boy Isner could make the third round. And then Norrie's going to be tough. Norrie has good play style to beat Isner. So that's...
Norrie's just all around just good.
He's just consistent.
He's doing well right now, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
I think whoever wins that third round matchup, so I believe, it'll be Isner and Norrie in the third round. Whoever wins that will win the fourth round.
Yes.
That's my prediction.
I have Norrie or Isner, and then I have Norrie beating Rublev for now, but...
I have Rublev there, but like you said, I mean, he's pretty inconsistent.
Yeah.
I don't know who he would face in the third round, because honestly, I don't even know if Schoppo is going to win his first round.
Who knows? Yeah, no, Schoppo could easily lose the first round.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen Schoppo a lot recently.
Well, he played in Montreal.
Did he?
And he won one or two rounds. Had a real late night match against somebody.
He's just bad. So.
What are you going to do? I'm hoping Rublev makes a little bit of a run. I feel like I haven't watched any Rublev in a long time.
I haven't.
Like,
honestly, I think the last one was when he got smoked by Zverev in that, like, the shortest final for a 250 last year or something like that.
Last year. Wasn't that in Cincinnati last year?
Oh, was it a Masters? It might have been a Masters, yeah.
Yeah, in Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah, he beat him, like, straight sets, like...
Yeah, like 6-2, 6-3, or something like that.
Yeah, it was, like, 40-something minutes or 59 minutes.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of Rublev when he was on, like, fire earlier this year. His serve was what popped out to me. Like, he was dotting the corners with his serve. So if he could bring that back, that would make a huge difference. But
I'm sure he was just as surprised as you
were. Maybe. I mean, he likes to hit the ball hard. We know that.
That's true.
Wouldn't mind watching a little late night Andre Rublev in the U.S. Open this year. That would be fun.
So I can hear him going bleh all day
bleh! Long. Yeah.
Or boy, man. Punch his racket or slam it into his head.
Well, those aren't as fun to watch. But
he gets a little angry.
Yeah, he does.
What do you think of Rune? You think he's going to live up to any hype right now?
Not in this tournament. I haven't seen enough out of Rune recently to want to pick him to win more than... I think Isner would beat him.
I think so, too.
But we'll see.
I'm scared this is Isner's last
Grand Slam. Could be Isner's last U.S. Open.
Which will not be a good time.
Yeah. So. I mean, depending on how well he... See, I feel like
I don't think that matters.
But, like, if he can just play in the Slams next year... Like, would he really just not do it? Maybe Icy doesn't want to go out, like, looking bad. Maybe he'd want to go out now when he's still not that bad.
I think it's just...
But it's free money.
It's free money. I mean, he makes a lot of money already.
Well, sure, but it's fine. Like, free it's like money. A free $80K, like, and he's like, 36 years old. Like, you really not going to take that money?
Well, I mean, I just don't see him deciding to go, considering what he... Okay, I watched the interviews... after his matches in the Masters tournaments.
Nerd.
And all he says is, like, how much, pain he's in after each match. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just getting out there. My body's just killing me, and I'm dying. But, you know, getting ready for that next match, I'm so excited for it. But, like, his body is not...
Yeah, that's tough. I mean,
he's almost 37 years
old. Right. Well, he's also 7 feet tall is the issue, I think. Yeah. Like, your body's not meant to... run around at that age, at that height.
So, I mean, if he feels like, oh, yeah, I'll just play the Grand Slam tournaments to, what, lose in the first round each time? Like,
still, though, it's like, it's free money.
Okay, sure, but, like, you could sign an endorsement deal, and that's basically free money for him.
Yeah, you could do both. That's my point.
I mean, if anything, I think he would just play doubles.
He should play doubles.
So, yeah, if you like, I could easily see him asking, like, Sock, Schwartman, who else?
Hopefully not Schwartman.
Hercash, like, yeah, just feel like, hey, they'll partner up, and they'd probably win some stuff.
Oh, he could be a top 8 doubles team with anybody you just listed.
He's in top 20 right now.
He's got, like, he's in the top 50, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
He's a great doubles player still, so.
He just doesn't have to move.
I would hope so he would do easy. That. Yeah, no, it's easier on the body, and... He's very good at it. Like, he's got the touch, so...
I think the only problem becomes is, like, when does serve stop helping him?
Not for a bit. I mean, he'd have at least a full year.
Yeah, I'm just like, will his arm, like, ever just give up on him?
Probably not the arm. It'd be more like his back or something.
Or his knees.
I don't know. Yeah, his legs. But, no, he could play doubles at a high level all of next year, I think, pretty easily.
Singles, I don't think he'll play. I mean, the problem is that... Depends on, like, what you define as, like, high level. Because he can get pretty far in tournaments. I feel like he... I mean, even at this age, he's getting far in tournaments. Like, he can make it to, like, quarterfinals.
Right. The issue is that he just...
He can't beat
he can't play a. He can't play a short match. Like, he has to, like, play 3 hours every single time.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
And, like, he never gets a freebie because he doesn't break and he doesn't get broken. So he plays so many tie breaks and so many third sets.
The problem just becomes, like, these younger... like, high-up guys are just... If they can just break him, they're beating him. And he just doesn't have the athleticism to, like, break him back anymore.
Right. So, I mean, yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm hoping it's not the last, but I'd be fine if it was.
I would hope he'd play some doubles if he doesn't play the singles.
I'm talking about singles.
Right.
So.
But it could be.
I'm just happy that he's playing one last Laver Cup.
That's true.
That's all that I really wanted.
Yeah. Some old men in the Laver Cup this year.
Yeah, if he brings, as his coach says, he's bringing the experience.
Everybody needs the experience.
And Demon Ure's bringing the fire.
Something like that. All right, the last section, the Rafa Nadal section, two-time slam winner already this year. Could he make it a third? No?
No.
Hmm.
No.
He definitely could.
You have to say it, because every time you don't, he wins it, so.
No, I didn't pick him to win Wimbledon.
No, but I'm saying, like, when you don't.
Well, I don't say he has a chance. Yeah, I'm saying he has a chance.
Okay.
He has a chance. He's, I would say, third favorite for me. Right behind Medvedev and who you'll see I'm about to pick. But in this section, I think it's a pretty good draw for him. I don't know who Rinki Hijikata is. The name sounds somewhat familiar, but that's his first-round opponent. And then Fomini Karatsev in the second. Like, that first-round matchup might be ugly. Like, yeah. There's going to be
some words.
They might have, like, 100 unforced errors each. Not even, like, words, though. Like, Karatsev doesn't say shit, but, like, he's just going to miss, like, 1,000. They're probably going to play, like, a five-setter and just, yeah, like, 100 unforced errors each. Something ridiculous.
And then they beat Nadal on the second
round. No. Nadal should be smooth sailing till the fourth round, at least.
Yes, I agree with for the fourth round. I might not be having to make it past the fourth round.
Whoa! The chances of TFO beating Nadal are zero.
I'm sorry, why are you thinking I'm picking TFO?
The chances of Schwartzman beating Nadal, also zero.
You think I'd pick Schwartzman? I'm picking TFO.
No. No chance.
Hey, amen.
I mean, if Nadal doesn't make it there, then he could beat someone else. But the chances of the TFO beating Nadal, like, there's just no way.
Why not?
Like, what's he going to do, beat him in straight sets? If he goes to 4 or 5, he's got zero chance. He has no stamina.
TFO is the stamina king.
Like, what's the path to beat Nadal? He has to beat him in like straight sets. Like, Nadal has a foot issue or something?
Basically, yeah.
That seems way less likely than Nadal winning.
That is very unlikely.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's not a 0% chance.
Sure, like a 0.1%. If Nadal's fully healthy, it's as close to zero as you want to go.
Well, either way, I'm fine with TFO making it. I feel like he's, honestly, I think there's a good chance he loses in the first round.
To Giron? Totally could.
Yeah.
Or the second to Emer.
Nah, he'll beat Emer. I think he'll beat Emer. And then, I think Schwartzman's going to beat Sock. I don't know where you're coming from with Sock.
I like Sock over Schwartzman. If Sock plays well, like he has been kind of doing recently, I like him to beat Schwartzman. There's probably a lot of breaks, but
yeah, there's a good chance.
But Sock's going to have the crowd behind him, so I like that. I'm rooting for Sock, and I think, gut feeling, Sock's going to be in that fourth round. He's going to make a run. He looked really good at last year's U.S. Open until he got injured.
Well, my gut feeling tells me TFO over Nadal.
Well, mine is Nadal over Sock. Sock is definitely not going to beat Nadal if he gets there. But
you're saying that Sock's even gets fourth round? You think he could beat TFO or Emer?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the head-to-head for I mean, I don't know if they've played many times at all, but TFO and
yeah, have they really played
TFO versus?
That would be an entertaining match to watch, by far. Like those two,
would right? Really the crowd would love that.
Yeah, I would honestly. At that point, I wouldn't care who won. I'm just enjoying the time.
They have played a total of zero times against each other. It'd be the first, so that would be exciting.
That would be a good time.
But no, I think Nadal was gonna beat Sock, and Nadal's gonna be into the quarters where he plays Norrie. And you have TFO against Norrie?
No, I have Nadal against Norrie.
Okay. Oh, so you weren't picking TFO?
No, I said at the beginning, I'm like, I may want to choose TFO over Nadal, but like it's very unlikely.
Okay. So do you have Nadal or Norrie in the semis?
I have Nadal in the semis.
Same.
So I think Norrie's good, and I think they could easily play like a really competitive like five set match, but I think it will go the way of Nadal.
I agree. So then in the semis you have Sinner versus Nadal.
Yes.
Who's gonna win that?
Sinner.
Sinner's gonna win that.
I think that's where he loses.
Sinner's gonna make his first Grand Slam final?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Well, I have Alcaraz beating Nadal. Yep, it's the Alcaraz experience. And then in the final, I have Alcaraz knocking off the reigning champion, Daniil Medvedev, to win his first ever Grand Slam. My champion, Carlos Alcaraz.
That's a good choice. I'll probably pick Medvedev because I feel like Medvedev and Sinner kind of play a similar sit on the baseline, just play defensively kind of game style.
For the most part,
and I think Medvedev is better at it right now.
Yeah.
And so if they were to play each other, I think Medvedev would be able to win that one.
Yeah. I do think, I mean, Medvedev should be the betting favorite to win it, but I think just something about this U.S. Open, it just feels right for Alcaraz.
John Isner.
Maybe, that would be something.
Maybe someday.
That would be maybe the greatest athletic feat of all time.
That would be
insane. It would be up there.
The crowd, I think, would, like, lose it.
I mean, people might be, like, fainting out there. It'd be chaos. A 36-year-old John Isner winning the U.S. Open.
People have been fainting at Isner's matches.
Well, that's because it's, you know, 100 degrees everywhere in the United States. That's so true.
No, yeah, because he would have to go through
the gauntlet.
I mean, he would have to go through Nadal and then either Alcaraz or Sinner, and then he'd got to go straight to Medvedev.
I mean, yeah.
No, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah. You gotta beat Nori, Rublev, Nadal, Sinner, Alcaraz, Medvedev. Like, his chance against Medvedev would be terrible. Yeah, that matchup Medvedev is not good for
him. I think they've played like three times, and I don't even.
I know the last time it was a massacre.
Let me check, because I think.
Because last year, I think it was Atlanta, maybe? Not Atlanta, somewhere else.
That was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, where yeah. Medvedev just crushed Opelka like and Isner.
Yeah, it was 6-3, 6-2 against Isner, and then he beat Opelka in straight sets well.
Yeah, that's
okay, yeah, so last year, Canada, excuse me, 6-2, 6-2. Yeah. And then the ATP Cup last year, 6-3, 6-1.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, that would be
pipe dream.
That would be, yeah. But, just Medvedev stands so far back. It's so.
No, yeah.
I mean, Isner, like,
maybe Isner could pull out the underhand serve.
I don't think, has Isner ever done that? There's no way he has.
Probably not in like a professional match. Maybe like a celebrity or something.
Wow, I just was looking up, has Isner ever done an underhand serve? But the first thing is, has Isner ever won a Grand Slam? It's just a fat zero.
Damn, that's a tough Google autofill.
Dude, I'd love it. Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Probably not. Well, this would be the time to pull it out.
That's true, dude. Maybe
before he retires.
Get some serve and volleys, you know?
Oh, well, he does do that, but I don't know what the underhand
serve. Take him about 20 years to get to the net, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, he covers the net well. All right. There we go. Men's draw. We have Zach with the reigning champion Medvedev taken down again, and I have Carlos Alcaraz winning his first ever Grand Slam.
First of 40.
Minimum, yeah. 40 would be like the low estimate. So, there we have it. All right. Now, as always, we will get our women's draw picks in. Sad to say that I feel like I know even less about women's tennis right now than I did like a year ago. I think I have not been keeping up well with the women's game. Once Swiatek lost her winning streak, I kind of just...
Mine started when she started winning, because I was just like, I just stopped caring, because she was going to win everything.
I love a good winning streak.
I was like, you know what, I'm not going to know any of these names anyway, so.
Love dominance, but her section here, I mean, she's got Anisimova, who I think is pretty good in the same section, and Ostapenko, who people love to meme, so.
Yeah, that's funny. She gets a little triggered in games.
And then Kennen. Wild card. I feel like she hasn't played in a while.
Yeah, she's been injured for a while, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's why she's
wild card. She come back this year completely, or
Sloane Stephens also in the could be a second round matchup for Swiatek, but
yeah, it's sad for Stephens, unfortunately, to get.
I mean the reigning champ is Raducanu, reigning runner-up, Leila Fernandez. Like, I don't know if I should pick any of them to win. Like, that seems pretty unlikely based on what happened last year.
I mean, I think they're good players still, but...
For sure.
I think it's not easy to repeat.
It's just, it's like wide open. Like, it seems like there's a lot of people in the mix that could win this. I think
Swiatek still has a good...
You think so? Like, what's her best hard court slam result. Do you know?
No, like, but I don't know if after, like, her long winning streak at the end of last year into this year, like, I'm not sure her past performances should be too much of a factor.
I guess, but I mean, it matters. Okay, so she made semifinals of Australian Open this year, and then she's made U.S. Open fourth round last year. So that's pretty solid. Yeah. She's certainly in the mix to win it, but not going to be like said, shocked if one of these big hitters just takes her down.
Yeah, I'm not hoping that Badosa's going to take it.
Yeah, rooting for Badosa as always.
Always rooting for Badosa. Although she's to play Azarenka. Probably in the third round. Not sure how that's going to go.
Bencic in the fourth.
I don't know. I feel like
Bencic's pretty good.
She's pretty good, but I feel like Badosa's been doing well enough.
I feel like Badosa's been doing that well this year.
I meant just like against... It. I wasn't talking about it just in general. I meant against her.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like when they play, Badosa usually takes it.
Yeah.
And so, that's not too much of a worry.
And then reigning... So Raducanu, the reigning U.S. Open champion, has to have Rybakina, the reigning Wimbledon champion, in her same section, as well as the 6-seed Sabalenka, so...
Sabalenka, dude, I started, what was it, the last tournament? Oh my god, she's still has still double faulting? Oh my god!
Also, Naomi Osaka's
in this section. She had like 18. How do you win a match with 18? I mean, her opponent had 12, but I'm like, what am I watching here?
That's some new brand tennis. But, Raducanu has to play Elise Cornet in the first round. That's no gimme. And then Osaka's in this section, but she probably going to lose first round to Danielle Collins. Like,
Venus Williams in this section, but I don't really think anything.
I don't think she'd get past Rybakina if she wins the first round.
No, I don't think so either. So. I think that'd be quite the accomplishment to do that. So, but yeah, I mean... I think Raducanu could easily make it to, like, the semifinals for the top half.
Could, yeah.
I think she'll play Badosa in the quarter, and then probably play Świątek in the semis. But I think Świątek will win it.
Yeah, I don't mind Świątek there.
So, I don't know.
I hope Coco Gauff goes on a run in the bottom half. Really, I think she should.
Coco Gauff does as well.
Halep is tough. Keys could even be tough in the third round. Keys, you know. It's big and can take advantage of Coco Gauff's
weaker
forehand.
Georgie could also be a problem. Like, she's not ranked, but she could.
Yeah, Camila Georgie, she
she could be a problem.
Her and Keys, I mean, big hitters that could, you know, take advantage of Gauff's weaker forehand. So
that's true.
And then your girl Sakkari.
Oh yeah,
section 6.
Probably gonna lose first round, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think she'll get past the first round, but. Haddad Maia, and now the 15 seed, and she's
I still think the 17 seed Garcia is going to be a bigger problem. She's won a Masters tournament on hard.
Yeah?
Like, made, I think, the semifinal. So she made, I think, the finals of Cincinnati. I think she won Cincinnati while making it to the semis of, like, the Canadian Open.
The Montreal, wow.
Like, she's doing really well.
I'm convinced. Garcia to the quarters. There you go.
My hope is that Sakkari does it, but I mean, she does have just problems of not being mentally.
What about the idea of the Greek double? Tsitsipas wins men's, Sakkari wins women's.
Didn't they do that at the French Open last year? They both made like the finals or something like that? Something like that. I feel like Sakkari
was in the final. I know that.
Let me see, because I think she made, because they said something.
Oh, Sakkari was in the final.
She made the semifinals.
Okay,
so yeah, they were like the first like Greek duo to make the finals, but that stats too much.
Yeah,
that's not.
I mean, it's just because Greek tennis hasn't been
great.
They're not known for tennis. Like, they don't have a wealth of tennis players, and even right now they just have those main two pretty much, and then like the next highest Greek man is Tsitsipas' brother.
Right? Yeah. He's a double player anyway. Yeah. How do you think Ons Jabeur is going to do?
No idea. How did she do last year?
I can't remember, honestly. I can't remember if it was U.S. Open.
She made the third round. She's made the third round the last 3 years of the U.S. Open, so I'm going to say she makes the third round.
You're going to say it's the third round? Okay.
Who would she play in the third round? Like... Rogers?
Probably Rogers. Yeah, she probably moves to Rogers. I can see that.
Sure, yeah. third round. Or maybe she'll do her best yet, fourth round, and then lose to Kasatkina. Maybe. Or Kudermatova.
Yeah, I don't even know who in the bottom of this section will win. I feel like it could be either any of them.
Coco Vandeweghe. Well.
Coco's from America, goddamn. And then...
the last section, go Layla.
Go Layla?
Yeah, why not? I don't care about content. I mean, I guess if Serena Williams was on the run, that'd be pretty cool, but...
I read somewhere like, Annette has... like, it's like, she's like the highest women's player to, like, no Grand Slam finals, no, like, 500 finals, no thousands finals, but still, like, ranked number two in the world.
She has half as many rank points as Swiatek, and she's the number two player in the...
yeah. I think it's Swiatek. I think I read that if Swiatek makes it to the fourth round of the quarter, she is already qualified for the like next gen final for the women's.
Oh.
There's a good chance easily. She's already done it.
Easily. She's got a bajillion points. She won 36 straight matches.
That's true.
Yeah, she's got... wow.
Let's see. Let's see if she's already made it or not. Oh, no, yeah, she already qualified.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got... hella points.
I'm kind of curious, like, how recent was it? That'd be kind of funny. It won't tell me when she did it, but yeah, total points she's won this year is 7,600.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
That's enough points, yeah. It's a lot of sauce.
But she's only won one Grand Slam this year.
It's true.
So, maybe she'll make it two.
We'll see. Yeah, I guess I'll pick Swiatek. I'm hoping Goff, maybe?
I'm hoping Goff.
I don't know, I feel like there's a ton of players where they'd get there first, and that would be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, Allen could easily. So, but yeah, I kind of want Goff over anyone. I think that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
I think she'd probably lose to Swiatek, but...
right.
I want Goff to win.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup.
I'm going to choose Swiatek to win it this year.
Yeah, I'll stick with that. Why not?
It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Keep her dominance up.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me, Zach. And thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a ton of fun this year. And looking to bring it back next year at the Australian Open.
Heck yes.